Hello everybody, this is Tony Chomba Mwangi Njanja from mypodcastingtutor.com. Feel free to call me Mwangi. And in this short video, I'm going to show you how to add your podcast to iTunes. Remember, any questions? info@mypodcastingtutor.com. So let's get straight into it. Now I'm going to show you two ways. The first one is the PodPress way. And the second one is the manual way, and then I'll give you some additional resources that you can check out as well. Okay, so the PodPress way. I've already shown you in this video how to come to your dashboard, come to PodPress. And I know I probably skimmed over this in the previous video, but I just want to make sure I leave you with a standalone resource that shows you how to set up your, how to add things to iTunes. Come to Feed, iTunes Settings. Now, by this stage, you should have checked out the video, the resources that I sent you on how to set up FeedBurner, how to set up My Brand Service. And what's going to happen is you're going to come here, and you will add the feed that you get from the FeedBurner My Brand Service. You will add that here. You will add the title of your podcast, the summary, the description, the image. Now, I'll show you very quickly what to do about this image, because you'll notice that these are online images, so I'll show you how exactly you can upload these images, who the owner is, subtitle, keywords. Do some research on keywords. Make sure, check out what the popular topics are, and if they have anything to do with your podcast, you put those keywords in here, because keywords are very, very important. Choose the categories. Categories also matter quite a bit. If it's explicit, you know, if you use cuss words and things of that nature, definitely. If it's about sex, choose yes. And all this should be pretty self-explanatory. And then just click update options. And that's basically it. But what I will show you now, and you'll notice before I get there, it also automatically adds you to Yahoo Podcast, Podcast Alley, Podcast Ready, and Blurberry. And that's one of the reasons I love PodPress, because I'm not a technically minded person, and it's a very high leverage piece of software. And not only is it a high leverage piece of software, but it's a high leverage piece of software that's been around for a while, that has a great reputation, and does good work. So that's why I love PodPress. And a lot of people recommend Audio Player plugin, and I do use it, but I don't use it to podcast. For podcasting, I strongly recommend PodPress myself. Now, how do you add these images? This is how you add the images. In fact, I actually have to change my image, so I'll show you exactly how I would go about it. The only problem with my image is about 3-4 megabytes, and it'll take a very long time to upload, so I can't do this live, but I'll show you how to do it. Oh, excuse me. So what you do is you come click on right, come here to add media, and select add an image. And then what you do is you choose browse, go to the folder where your pictures are, your picture is. For argument's sake, let's take the My Podcasting Tutor logo. So let's see how big that file is. Too big. That's 1 megabyte. 330 kilobytes, that's great. 13 kilobytes, we have a winner. And then click upload. And then wait for it to load. And then you scroll down and you see, take this link URL, copy it. This is now saved in your computer. This, you have now uploaded this, I mean, to your website. So what you do is you come to PodPress. Come to Feed, iTunes Settings, and I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. This is taking quite a while. Scroll down, and just paste the link there, and paste the link there, and that's pretty much it. The other important thing is to remember that you click on that to validate your feed. That's basically verifying that your feed works. And with that, that's all you need to do. Now, the second way as you can see, is the manual way. This is assuming you're using the audio player plugin or you choose some other means. What you do is you just come to Google. So let's go to Google. www.google.com. And then I'm going to tell you what to search for. You search for how to add podcast iTunes directory. And then you'll notice the one of the first search results comes from straight from Apple, the iTunes store. So click on that, and when you click on that, you will come to this page. And this page, pretty much, this is from Apple, and it tells you everything you need to do. Okay, so let's go to submission process. Okay. Now, remember the PDF I gave you that shows you how to get people to set up your iTunes, set up your feed, set up your WordPress blog. You can definitely refer them to this. Refer them to this document from Apple. Very simple and easy to use. And you know, they can basically use this to create your podcast for you. So, okay. What you do is you launch iTunes in the iTunes store, look for submit a podcast page. So let's go direct to iTunes. So for those who don't know how to get iTunes, you come to apple.com/iTunes. That's how you get iTunes. Okay. And let's go to the iTunes store. And let's look for submit a podcast. So, alright, let's read through. Under, click on podcast link. Oh, okay. I did this like 5 months ago, so I'm gladly relearning how this goes. Okay. So click podcast there. While you look at all the nice albums that have just come out, click on podcasts and then scroll down to learn more. So right here at the bottom, learn more, and then select here, I hope you can see that, submit a podcast. And that's for those of you who want to do things technically, that's how you do it. So you'd provide the podcast feed. That would be what you'd get from my brand. Continue through the process. And it, you know, Apple tend to make things pretty user-friendly. But I'm sure for a lot of you, the problem was just finding that link. And there it is. There is a link to submit your podcast to the iTunes directory. Remember, I strongly recommend you go to rentacoder.com, getafreelancer.com, or elance.com, and get a tech person to do this for you. But if you want to do this yourself, it's very easy. I've done it myself, and it's a very simple process. Anyway, hope this video was of use to you. Have an absolutely magnificent day. Thank you.